Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. With the WNYC studios still closed, we here at newsounds.org are keeping the Soundcheck podcast series going by doing remote live interviews and performances and going back through our archives for some memorable performances from years gone by. This is one of the latter.
I just can't stop thinking about you. All day long I can't do without you. You give me youth and taste of truth, cause you're my magic bug. Every day and every way, cause you're my magic bug.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Marky Ramone knows he's getting a Grammy. Jazz vocalist Gregory Porter, well, he'll just have to wait until the 13th to see if he gets one too. He's been causing a buzz recently with his debut album, Water. And his voice has drawn comparisons to one of his musical idols, Nat King Cole. In a moment, we'll talk to Gregory Porter about his new record and his Grammy nomination. But first, he's here with his band to play live in the studio. Here is the title track from the album Water. It's Gregory Porter live on Soundcheck.
Water pouring down sidewalk, cleaning windows, clear to see, washing gumdrops down side gutters, rusting chains and cleansing me, greening gardens, drowning ants, changing rhythm, bruising plants, graying vistas soulfully. And again it's saving me. Water pouring down the sidewalk, cleaning windows, clear to see, washing gumdrops down side gutters, rusting chains and cleaning me, greening gardens, drowning ants, changing rhythm, bruising plants, graying vistas soulfully, and again it's saving me. Ooh, wash me, wash me, wash me. Let me rest in you. Let me flow away to glory. Save me. Save me, save me. Water pouring down the sidewalk, cleaning windows, clear to see, washing gumdrops down side gutters, rusting chains and gardens, drowning ants, changing rhythms, bruising plants, graying vistas, so funny, and again it's saving me. Oh, we'll be right back.
Wash me, wash me, wash me. Let me rest in you. Let me flow. Save me, save me, oh. Water pouring down the sidewalk, cleaning windows, clear to see. Washing gumdrops, downside gutters, rusting chains and saving me. Greening gardens, drowning ants, changing rhythms, bruising plants, braying vistas, soulfully, and again is saving me. Bundle of water is saving me, oh yes, I said I now.
Gregory Porter, yes sir, live in the Soundcheck studio with his band. Gregory singing, of course, Chip Crawford at our piano, Aaron James playing the bass, Emmanuel Harold playing the drums, Yosuke Sato the saxophone, Melvin Vines the trumpet, and that is the song Water, which appears on the album, also called Water.
Yes, sir.
Gregory, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Grammy nomination, that was fast. One album, and there you have it, Grammy nomination.
Yeah, I've been working at it.
What about, the theme of Water, is it just the name of a track on the record, or is it more than that? Is it somehow a theme?
No, it's a theme that runs throughout the recording. Water in one of the songs, Wisdom, is an impediment. Water in the title track, Water, is the cleansing water that gets rid of washing gumdrops down side gutters. That's the thing you've been chewing on for too long. Let it go. Mm-hmm. Let the water wash it away. The baptismal water, water of renewing, greening gardens, drowning ants, changing rhythms.
What about in a song like Black Nile? I mean, we're all watching TV images from, a stone's throw from the Nile River.
Yeah. Black Nile, consequently, it was just not so it would fit the album. It was, I was enjoying singing Black Nile. And, we talk about water, the river, the great river.
Well, now, if water is a theme on the record, there are others as well. I mean, there's a great jazz tradition of protest singing, especially when you look back at some of the great jazz singers of the 1960s.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure there's so much of that happening in the jazz world right now, but you're tapped into that.
Yeah. And I have to consider all the things that I've listened to. Nat King Cole had to consider what he listened to. Billy Eckstein had to consider what he listened to. I listened to Billy Eckstein, Nat King Cole, Joe Williams.
A little dream castle with every dream gone. Is lonely and silent, the shades are all drawn. My heart is heavy as I gaze upon a cottage for sale.
Never treats me sweet and gentle, the way she should. I got it bad, and that ain't good.
Heaven is speaking to all mankind for understanding and peace of mind. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love.
But I also had Marvin Gaye. You know, I also had Leon Thomas.
The Creator has a master plan, peace and happiness for every man. The Creator has a master plan, peace and happiness for every man. The Creator makes but one demand, peace and happiness through all the land. The Creator makes but one demand, happiness.
So those singers were talking about current issues or past issues, social issues. They talked, jazz was love and protest.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all of the things that are in between. You know, it's about, you know, seeing the sun in a woman's eyes, but it's also about, you know, the pain of some injustice. And if it's a music of a people, of an American people, it is, if it's a document of us, then we should discuss all of the things that happens with us.
Now, the song you're going to do for us next, called 1960 What,
mm-hmm.
You know, this seems to be in that tradition of, you know, Mississippi Goddamn and songs like that, where it's looking at, you refer to a specific place,
yeah.
Detroit in
yeah.
the 60s.
Well,
Detroit burning.
I say Detroit, but it's not about...
Well, you say Motor City.
Yeah. It's not just about Detroit.
Right.
First of all, the song is not a celebration of riots. It's a conversation about the absurdity of injustice and the after effect of injustice. It's wrong to burn your neighborhood, and it's wrong that there is injustice. So I say 1960. I say the Motor City's burning, but Chicago, L.A., you know,
New York City.
You know, so you know, you just take your pick and. Just where people feel powerless and in pain, they make a statement in sometimes the only way they think they know how.
So. Well, let's hear this song. It really is. It's a striking piece from the new album, where it is over 12 minutes long. You're going to do
we'll shorten it. No solos.
Somewhat abridged version for us here in the studio. Gregory Porter and the band are playing for us this afternoon here in the Soundcheck studio with the song 1960 What? Here is Gregory Porter and his band.
What? 1960 who? 1960 what? 1960 who? 19. Hey, the Motor City is burning, y'all. That ain't right. 1960 what? 1960 who? 1960 what? 1960 who? 19. Great God, the mighty is burning. Well. standing on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel. Shots rang out. Well, I guess it was a gun. It was the only one to fall down, y'all. That ain't right. Then his people scream, ain't no need for sunlight.
Ain't no need for sunlight.
Ain't no need for moonlight.
Ain't no need for moonlight.
Ain't no need for streetlight.
Ain't no need for streetlight.
Cause it's burning real bright. Say we gon' fight, cause this here thing just ain't right. 1960 what? 1960 who? 1960 what? 1960 who? 19. The Motor City's burning. Great God Almighty, it's burning. Nothing but three pieces of black licorice in his hand. Mr. Policeman, well, he thought it was a gun, thought it was the one, shot him down. That ain't right. Then his mama screamed, ain't no need for sunlight.
Ain't no need for sunlight.
Ain't no need for moonlight.
Ain't no need for moonlight.
Ain't no need for street lights, cause it's burning real bright. Some folks say we gon' fight, cause this here thing just ain't right. 1960 what? 1960 who? 1960 what? 1960 who? 19. The Motor City's burning.
That is Gregory Porter, live in our studio with his band and the song called 1960 What? And the band includes Chip Crawford on piano, Aaron James playing the bass, Emmanuel Harold the drums, Yosuke Sato the sax, and Melvin Vines the trumpet. And Gregory, I mentioned before how this song, there is this tradition of great protest singing in jazz from Charles Mingus's Fables of Fabas, Nina Simone's Mississippi Goddamn.
Very bad.
But there's another tradition you tap into, which is make the band sing.
Yeah.
I mean, Cab Calloway did it. Sun Ra did it. You do it.
Yeah,
on that,
yeah,
on that
yeah,
piece
yeah.
Called...
And they sound great. And they're not supposed to sound so good. It's supposed to be like, you know, just like the cats hanging out on the corner. Ain't no need for sunlight, player. Ain't no need for moonlight, street lights. I'm telling you. Anyway, but yeah. So, well, you know, I hope the folks come and see me at Drome.
That's to celebrate your Grammy nomination
in
the category of best vocal jazz album.
Best vocal jazz album. Celebrate the cats in the band.
You are going out to the award ceremony?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, yeah. But first, tonight, 3 sets. You work these guys hard. They've been playing for us here in the studio. We're going to be looking at the Super Bowl, the musical matchups you got to pick for the game this Sunday. Are you a fan?
Yeah, I'm a fan of the best team.
And who would that be?
Listen, I want everybody to buy my album. So, yeah, I'm in love with...
Okay. Very political answer from Gregory Porter, who's been my guest on Soundcheck. And, guys, thank you all for trooping in here and playing for us today.
Right on.
Gregory, good luck next week.
Thank you so much.
With a million miles of odometry and the moon like a goon staring back at me, I'm holding on to this dear earth with love and gravity. 60,000 feet up in the air, I can't wait to come down, drop down. I've been that fool, I let my fuel run low, let my people know I'm on drop down, slicing through the stratosphere, twice the speed of sound. My life is moving under me before I touch the ground.
And I hope you've enjoyed this little trip through the vaults, 2011 edition of Soundcheck featuring Gregory Porter. Obviously, he's done a lot in the intervening years. And back now in 2020, yes, I'm going to drag you back to 2020. He's got a new record coming out tomorrow called All Rise. And this song called Concord, which we'll use to wrap up the proceedings today, is going to be on it. The song mentions space and being 60,000 feet above the earth and the moon, and obviously Gregory Porter is a big fan of the space program, and at the end of July he actually was invited by NASA to perform America the Beautiful for the historic launch of the Mars 2020 Perseverance mission, the first musician ever invited to do that. So congratulations to Gregory Porter. And again, All Rise is the new album, and that comes out tomorrow. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us for this episode of the Soundcheck Podcast.
You are my life that's moving under me. Before